Angry feelings are disagreeable.
I'm putting you on warning.
Just who the hell do you think you people are?
They will be met with fire and fury.
They make you act and look as well as feel unhappy.
Our very way of life.
Look at the fear.
Are under threat from extremists.
I am your voice.
You can listen to Anger Management with Nick Clegg on Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, and all major podcast providers. Or download it at audioboom.com/channel/Nick Clegg.
Just want to just focus a bit on this, on the people. So, we can make claim and counterclaim about where the people have shifted. On the young people, listen, you and others have said, we are leaving because that is the democratic choice. Mm-hmm. On young people, it is not the democratic choice that they made, right? I mean, estimates vary a bit, but the turnout was relatively high for 18 to 24-year-olds by historical standards, over 60%, and over 70% of those are estimated to have voted to remain. There is no, in my experience, you tell me you're a historian, or you have great interest in history, I don't know of any other mature democracy that takes such an abrupt and radical decision about its future against the explicit stated wishes of those who have to inhabit the future. To say to them, they're getting over it, they're reconciled, is not really a good answer.
It's very odd.
Democratically,
it's very, very odd, because across the rest of Europe, what is happening, it's the youth who are rebelling.
Oh, I know, but that's not what happened.
No.
I mean, you may not like it, but that's not what happened.
But this is really interesting, isn't it? Had we, as you wished, joined the euro, it would have been the youth
I'm talking about now, right? Let's not talk about...
All across Europe, the under-30s are rebelling against the European Union
for
the government.
They didn't hear. My point is that...
And I don't think they... Frankly, I think there is a total failure in our education system, at both secondary and at university level.
Nigel,
we are not
hear
teaching,
yourself speak. You sound like the establishment.
People,
you criticise it.
We are not teaching people critical thinking anymore. We're teaching people this is the right point of view, and anybody that holds an alternative point of view is a bad person.
Nigel, I really genuinely didn't expect this of you. You are now literally sounding like the establishment you criticise. You don't appear to either like or accept the reality.
No, I know.
No, hang on. You're saying it's because of education, or they're not doing what other young people do in other parts of Europe. They did. The overwhelming majority of young people, and by the way, in as much as cephalological evidence is worth anything, suggests that young people still fiercely believe that this is the wrong future being imposed upon them. You can't wish it away and say our education's wrong or they should behave like young people elsewhere. They didn't. You have said, others have said, we're doing this as an act of democracy.
Yep.
I think it is profoundly undemocratic to do something which is so against the will of those who have to live with the consequences of it.
Well, a country is made up of different regions, of different people, and it was a collective vote. I'm astonished.
What do you say to the young people?
I'm astonished. I'm astonished that the young people look upon the European Union as being this bright, shiny future.
You said you're astonished. That's not the point. They do, OK? You have to get over that.
But, Nick, they will change their minds. They will change their minds.
You sound like every inch the establishment politician. They will find out they're wrong eventually,
What you can't see is that the European project is disintegrating before our eyes. It's happening.
Nigel, I've heard this for 40 years.
Well, the East-West split, if you look at the fight going on with Hungary and Poland and the Commission, if you look at what the euro has done to Greece. So I'm confident. Hmm.
They'll grow up and they'll agree with you eventually.
I think they will change their minds. Right. And you know, a few weeks ago we had the Italian elections. Fascinating that 62% of under-30s voted for very rebellious political parties.
Yeah. But Nigel, look, we'll move on to the other side of the equation, which is those who now expect great things from Brexit. I only point out to you that the language you're using now is identical to the established language. No, it is, because you're basically saying they voted a particular way.
Yep.
I don't understand it. I'm astonished, and they're wrong, and they'll see their mistake eventually.
I accept it. And we've got a lot of work to do.
You can listen to Anger Management with Nick Clegg on Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, and all major podcast providers. Or download it at audioboom.com/channel/Nick Clegg.